You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Jenny Todd and Debbie Danielson.
Thanks, Austin. So I'm here with Executive Director of the Murray Art Guild, Debbie Danielson. Debbie, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
And we're here to talk about this really awesome event that's happening tomorrow. Tell us about it.
We are having our summer art party tomorrow. This is the fourth year, I think, for the summer art party, and it is an event that kicks off our annual membership and supporter drive. We think of it as a party to celebrate and support the arts.
And so tell us where it's going to be.
Well, it'll be at the Guild, which is 500 North 4th Street. It is an outdoor as well as indoor event, so if you're coming, you might want to bring a chair and dress for the weather, which should be absolutely perfect tomorrow. So inside, we'll have an art exhibition, which is George Bandera's metal sculpture, and the art market will be open, and we will also be having a monster draw rally, which is a very fun event. There will be, I think, around 9 or 10 2D artists in the studio, and they have 1 hour or an hour and a half to make a drawing. And at the end of that time period, then those drawings you can buy a chance for $50. You can go home with original art created right before your very eyes.
So if you've never had art in your home, if you've never been to the Murray Art Guild and seen someone produce a piece of art, this is like the perfect time to do it, right?
It is. I mean, the people who are participating are, you're going to get quality work. Sandy Sasso, who teaches at Calway Schools, Annette Musso, Marie Dolshin, Sue Gregan, who are all Guild members, will be participating. Let's see, I'm going to look at my list. Heather Duffy, who teaches in the Calway Middle School system, too. Matt Todd, who is a graduate from Murray State. And let's see, John Franza. And I'm thinking that Nicole Hand is going to be here, who teaches at Murray State. So it'll be a wide variety. You won't know what you're going to get, but you will know that it was original, created on the spot. This is a family fun event, and this is one of those opportunities where it's really great for kids and adults alike to see kind of demystifying the creative process, because they can see how some artists work out of their head, or some artists might set up a small still life. So it's really fun to just see that evolve.
So there's no cost to come to the event.
No.
So this is a free event.
Yes,
Thursday
event.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 6 to 9.
6 to 9.
But the monster art draw, you almost make a donation.
Right. Yes,
right.
It is a way to make a donation and to go home with artwork at the same time. We have, as I said, it kicks off our membership drive, so we have membership and supporter information. There are forms there, and we've done our mailing, but if you didn't receive a mailing and you're interested in getting involved, there will be information there. There's also information on our website, which is murrayartguild.org. So the outside part of the event, like I said, it's fee-free. You can just come hang out. There'll be live music. The Eddie Grove Trio is playing. They'll be starting about 6:30.
What kind of music do they play?
They play Americana.
Okay.
You can probably describe
bluegrassy,
it.
Bluegrassy,
yeah, maybe. You can probably describe it better than
yeah, there's
I
a banjo.
Yeah. And they're going to play for about an hour. And then after that, the Savage Radley is going to play, which they describe themselves as Delta folk.
Delta folk. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. So there's music outside. There's the monster art draw inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, anybody can go. We have like a downstairs area. So you can go and kind of see the creativity happening. And then mm-hmm. upstairs, talk about the food.
Yeah. So then there's food and drink. And we can't have a party without that. Our theme for food for the second or third year is food on sticks. So we have fun making the food for the reception, too. So there'll be food on sticks available, and then beverages both inside and outside. And the other thing that's happening outside is that there's going to be a few artists set up to demo. Willow artist Justin Roberts is going to be there with his work. George Bandera, whose exhibit is the metal exhibit, sculpture exhibit inside, is going to be there with his forge and anvil and do some demo work there. And then we'll have, I think, 3 different activities that are hands-on for adults or kids. If you just need to, or if you're feeling a little inspired and need to make some art, you can work in clay, make a bowl for our Empty Bowls project. We're going to have a collaborative painting going on. So there's, it kind of sounds like a three-ring circus, but it's not really that crazy. It's really kind of just fun.
All you need to do is drive over to the Murray Art Guild at 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. maybe bring a lawn chair, mm-hmm. and just come check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's welcome.
Tell us again the location of the Murray Art Guild if you're in Murray on Thursday at 6 p.m.
And the Art Guild is at 500 North 4th Street. And if you need additional information, just go to the Guild's website at murrayartguild.org.
I think one last thing to mention is that Justin Roberts is going to be raffling a chair.
Yes.
Or we're raffling a chair.
Yes, he has donated a chair, a classic fan back willow chair, which he's donated to the Guild to be raffled at this event. And we will be raffling. You don't have to be there to win, but we'd love to see you. The other opportunity that is at the Guild is if you're interested in any of our youth summer workshops, there's still some sign-up time to go on for our July workshops in printmaking, weaving, and clay. So come check it out.
Debbie, thanks so much for coming up to the station. And we love the Murray Art Guild, so we appreciate you telling us all about this event that's tomorrow night.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.